at Ben and Kelly Show social media. We get DMs. Sometimes we toss them out to you, maybe to gather around and help you out. We got this from Lana.
She said, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, Lana here. And I don't want to come on your show and get made fun of, but this is something all women need to hear."
Okay, she's heard our show before.
Uh-huh. "Don't ever allow a guy to make you feel bad about not making more money than him or not having good credit."
Okay.
"I got ghosted by this guy named Dave that I was going out with. We started having more serious conversations. And when we started talking about money and our credit scores, he got all weirded out. He's like, 'Oh, well, I have a credit score of 800, and I'm kind of at a place in my life where I'm looking for a woman who doesn't have a ton of debt, has a 401k, and makes a certain amount of money with a good credit score. So I'm 29. How can anyone expect someone to have all of that before 30? It's ridiculous." Women, don't let a guy make you feel bad just because you have a 520 credit score. Sorry, but I'm not the joke here. This guy, Dave, is. That's all I wanted to say. A credit score is just a number. It should be the guy's responsibility anyways to deal with the finances. I guess I would love to hear from your listeners on how big of a deal that is. Dave is crazy, right? Anyway, thank you for listening to my rant. LOL.
All right. I mean, I get some of her points where it's like, hey, don't let another person make you feel bad about not making more money than them. Yes, I completely understand that.
But this is honestly the first time that I've heard anybody mention this kind of thing, like, you need to make a certain amount of money for me to seriously consider a relationship with you or have a credit score above so much. Who discusses credit scores on a date?
I was going to say, I felt like that was a little bit random, but maybe they just randomly got down that wormhole and it was like, oh, do you know your credit score?
Oh,
yeah,
I know. I know my credit score. Well, it's been a long time since I've had to know my credit score.
I'll say that. A credit score is just a number. Well, yes, age is just a number. A credit score actually helps.
Get a loan. And it helps you be able to buy things.
Get a lower interest rate and things like that and stuff. Yeah, so, I mean, it is a little bit more than just a number, but yeah.
Right, and I guess, you know, that's just, maybe it's smart on Dave's part for throwing it out there. Like, hey, I don't want to be drugged down by your massive debt, so let's get that on the table right now if that's the problem.
Well, I feel like it's weird, though, that he just ghosts her, and we're assuming this is why he ghosts her, that this was the last substantial conversation that he and Lana had. So that's,
once he found that out, he's like, I'm out.
Deuces, right. So that's, I think that makes sense, where she's seeing that's the reason why.
Right, and that's not a good reason to ghost someone. There's never a good reason to ghost anybody.
Well, especially when you're a young adult and you are just starting out, you are not making the money, the salary that you are maybe going to make, could potentially make, things like that.
That said, though, I'm going to say a little gentle, in a loving way, constructive criticism to Lana about, you know, when she said it's the guy's responsibility to worry about finances. No.
Well, that's a little antiquated, yeah.
Yes.
That's a little antiquated.
Let's go ahead and get your own house in order, okay? So that you can, when you do want to build a home with someone or start a life with someone, that you are bringing good things to the situation on your own. Because it's just going to go better for your life if you try to, you know, pay your bills on time, have a good credit score, all that kind of stuff. Make sure you're not drowning in debt just for your own life.
We got
That's just a good, you know, a way to go about life.
Yeah, we got a text from Kelly that says, shame on him for having life goals. Okay, got that. Shannon said, credit shouldn't matter if you're looking for someone to grow with. The guy is shallow.
Okay.
Danielle rolls in and says, couple things couples argue about, money and kids. So Dave is actually smart to ask.
Yeah, he's just, I guess maybe he's been down the road and he's just like, listen, I'm at the point where I'm just going to throw it out there what I'm looking for. And if you don't fit the bill, I'm moving on.
Well, you know what? And honestly, that is a technique a lot of the 20 somethings are doing now. They're
like, I'm not wasting my time. I'm not going to waste your time.
Yep. Here are my values. Here are my things. Boom, 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 boom.
If you don't check off enough boxes or if there's a situation where I feel like it can't be remedied, then
moving on. All right.
But he should have not ghosted her. He should have just said, you know what? I feel like we're not moving in the same direction.
Yeah. If you've got something maybe you want to contribute, add a story about something like this, you can. 502-795-1997. What a boring conversation to be in about talking about finances on the radio.
But not when it comes to getting ghosted on a date because of it.
Yeah.
That's the juicy part.
Yeah, I was going to say, Lana, she wrote in. She was like, Dave, guy I've been out with a few times. We started talking about finances on our date. And then when we started talking about money, and then the credit scores came up, and then he got all weirded out saying, well, I have a credit score of 800. Kind of in a place in life where I'm looking for a woman who doesn't have a ton of debt, has a 401k, makes a certain amount of money, good credit score, et cetera, et cetera. And then that was it. No longer talked to her after that. And so she was like, what gives?
Yeah. Well, and she's like, I'm 29 and she's got a 520 credit score. And she thinks, well, it's the guy's responsibility to worry about finances anyway.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of an antiquated way to look at things. Obviously wanting to maybe contribute to the relationship both financially and emotionally is a good way to look at things.
And I think Lana was coming to us looking for a ton of support of us saying, yeah, Dave sucks. But we're getting some sort of gentle, constructive criticism for Lana. Joe says, Joe is here. Dave is correct. He's looking for a partner, not a dependent.
Mm-hmm.
And Caitlin says, as a financial advisor and a woman, this is concerning. Wanting a partner who has the same financial goals as you is important and can be a deal breaker, reasonably so. This is a fundamental value in partners. That girl needs to be wary of her own financial literacy, not dependent on a man.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, that's good. Yeah. I mean, and there's a few people that are like, look, Dave is shallow. The guy is shallow for that being the reason he broke up with you or stopped seeing you.
Yeah. Not saying it was right that he ghosted Lana at all. Like he should have been honest that, you know what? I don't think we're going down the right path, the same path. So I'm just going to stop wasting your time and my time and let's just part ways.
And I got to think that there might be more than just the finances thing that caused him to leave, because if you really care about someone, even if they're maybe not in the best financial situation, maybe there is an opportunity for you to grow together.
Exactly.
And see them flourish and then really become what they were trying to do, but just weren't there at that moment.
But it doesn't sound like that maybe Lana had
maybe
that
not.
Same kind of a ambition.
Right.
Maybe to do
not.
that maybe Dave was looking for. And it may be more about the ambition in bettering her situation as opposed to just being like, that's it. That's the way it is. And I'm fine with it. Shouldn't matter. So maybe that's really the key thing. And if there's nothing else that Lana takes away from this, is just maybe the advice that you should probably pay a little bit more attention to trying to improve that situation in your life just for your own benefit.
Sure.
In what that's going to allow you to be able to do and your success level in life.
Well, hey, good luck. Thanks for reaching out to us. Keep us posted on what happens. Diving into the DMs there on 99.70 JX. Why they're important coming up. Hang on.